INTS presents the production and distribution of goods. This is a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's quite enjoyable. There's a bit of poetry, or perhaps prose, at the beginning. The first one is, in the countries that have, they have it all. 39 flavors of oats, 200 flavors of yogurt, and 1,000 acres of refuse. The other one is, we have come a long way from the day that a strawberry was a strawberry. Now it's a super genetic sour giant that is so overgrown that it's hollow inside. Are we losing the real ones? We've done so well in this area that it's a shame to have to point out only the failings. This topic will be divided into two sections that will occasionally overlap. Production of goods will touch on the methods used along with the moral issues involved, and distribution will concentrate on the machines used as well as the necessity to actually transport these things. Now, this next part is perhaps a little bit odd, but it's funny. A black soft drink that rhymes with joke, or jet ski, is very popular, and its production is a well-known trade secret that could easily be duplicated anywhere on the planet with a minimum of fuss. It makes the shareholders rich, using semi-poisonous aluminum containers, manufacturing only in specific locales, transporting thousands of miles in heavily polluting diesel trucks, and not taking responsibility for the mess it causes with its containers, boxes, and pallets. The pallet issue might be considered tiny since they are reused several times until they deteriorate, but when taken as a whole, thousands of trees are sacrificed uselessly for this juvenile and largely poisonous drink. As humans, we need a bit of poison now and then, and we enjoy a joke occasionally. But it's no secret that the continual use of this product on a daily basis is no health food. Rots your teeth, is a poor substitute for water or tea, and contains too much sugar to be safe for regular human consumption. It is also shipped as a syrup to bars and festivals in stainless steel containers, where the extra water and carbon dioxide is added from a local sourced pressure container, where available. When added to an alcoholic beverage, the foul taste is somewhat tempered, and the copious sugar content appeases human craving. Not all consider this type of joke to be unpleasant tasting, but generic bulk quantity jokes are usually less desirable than the old glass bottled version. This gives joke and jet ski a superior advantage over local manufactured fake jet skis, which are nothing more than fake jokes. This is the whole system of illogical human preference that keeps businesses like joke alive and profitable. It keeps the secret of 11 herbs and spices in Kentucky Fried Shit picking. Really worth the environmental damage it causes delivering these proprietary goods all that distance. I definitely apologize for that. Namron Sore.